You don't know anything, people call left-handed, people that you refer to them as left-handed. If it's called southpaw or anything like that. Alright, this whole thing is my
leg.
Alright, and this is my
foot.
And I have two.
Two feet.
Alright, this part of my leg.
Your shin.
Alright, and if you say a man is down on his haunches, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, that means he's just feeling down in the dumps, or he's feeling low.
I'm talking about a position.
Oh, down on his haunches, well, he'd be down on his knees.
On his knees, his knees would be touching.
Yeah, because cows, they refer to cows, when they get down on the foreknees, they're down on their haunches.
They are, so a man's knee would be on his knees.
Yeah, right.
Is there a part of your body that are the haunches?
Not that I know.
Alright, so it would be a position and not a part of the body.
That's right.
Makes you think, you know, if you say he's on his haunches.
Haunches, yeah, that's right.
You don't know if that's a part of the body, or if it's a, that's one of those peculiar things about what we think we say. Alright, if I say to you that a man is, that's a stout man. Now, how, what would that mean to you?
That he was fat.
Alright, does that ever mean strong to you?
Yeah, stout man couldn't, yes, it means strong to me when they say somebody's stout, he's.
But now, does it all?
No, it most, I would say it just means that he's fat.
Alright, you think of that?
Yeah, he's fat.
Okay, if you say a man is strong, now, would he necessarily be fleshy or fat?
Well, he would be muscly, I would say.
Muscly, alright. If I say to you, that's a common man, now, would this be good or bad?
Well, it wouldn't be either. It would, common means to me that he's just, it would be in between, you know, he wouldn't be a bad man.
Would it be a compliment or an insult?
No, I don't think he would. Just, you just say, like, same as ordinary, he's just an ordinary person.
Would that mean just a working class man?
Well, it could be. I really wouldn't know what I think a common, in fact, I don't use, I don't need use that expression, common.
Have you ever used the expression, she's just a common girl?
Well, she's just a common housewife, I might have said something like, not just a.
See, that wouldn't be an insult.
No, not for me it wouldn't.
So, my mother used to say to me, now that's a common girl, meaning the girl didn't have very good reputation.
Yeah, I've heard it used, yeah, I've heard it used that way.
Have you, would you be likely to use it?
No, I don't think, I never have.
So to you, it would have more of a neutral meaning than either good or bad?
That's right.
Alright, fine. If you're referring to an old person who gets around a lot, you know, say there's an elderly lady, maybe she's in her 80s, and she goes, still goes, and is very active, you'd say, that lady is, sure is.
Active?
Did you ever say spry or fur?
Spry, yeah, spry, she's really spry.
Did you ever hear him say, right, spry?
No.
Alright, would you ever say spry about young people?
Yes. Just as spry as a cricket. That's my biggest word. Something spry, about as spry as a cricket.
Yeah, really? And this could be the young or old.
Yeah, it could be either.
Like Pam up there.
Yeah.
Spryer
than a cricket. That hasn't run out, has it?
No, I'm checking on it. No, make sure of that. I just turned it over.
Oh, you turned it over.
Yes. All right, now, I was talking about afraid. Now, I want to explore what this would mean versus, say, scared in your mind. Is if you, are you a, would you say I'm afraid of thunderstorms?
Yes, I would.
Would you say I'm scared of thunderstorms?
I would say either.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, would afraid in your mind be something not as immediate as scared? Now, would you say,
well,
I'm afraid of snakes in general, but if one comes right here, I'm scared of it?
No.
Do you, that
no.
That wouldn't seem to you to make it
no.
make a difference.
No. Wouldn't make a difference to me. Scared or afraid
now,
means the same.
Talking about something that might happen, would you say I'm afraid that's gonna happen or I'm scared that's gonna happen?
I'm afraid it's going to happen.